Hey everybody, it's Sai. I just wanted to tell you guys a couple of quick things before part two with Chad's mom. One, next week I will be back on the show and hopefully here for the foreseeable future. I can't wait. And two, close personal friend of Chad and mine? It's not Chad and I, because he wouldn't be I friend. A friend of the program, Mike Cronin, is recording his second album in Raleigh, North Carolina on September 4th at Goodnights. Don't let his appearances on this podcast fool you. We love his comedy. It's absolutely incredible. If you're in the area, get your tickets and go watch it happen. See you guys next week.
Okay, everybody. Hi, it's Chad again. Yes, I'm back. And you know who else is back? Because I told you it was a two-parter before. It's my mother. It's Wardo. She's answering some more questions. These ones are specifically from individual listeners. And I want to say something. Thank you for taking the time to write questions in. Thank you for taking the time to, listen to these episodes. Because when my mom walked into my office to record this, she had a smile ear to ear. She looked nervous, but she was smiling and she kept talking about, oh, what an honor it is to be here. It's like, hello, it's your son. But it was really neat to see how excited she got about it. And I will never, ever forget getting to sit down and talk to her like that. So I really do appreciate you guys welcoming her onto the show. So sit back, listen to part two, and I miss you guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so now we're getting into some specific listener questions, and I'm going to start with, I'm not going to try to guess your guys' last names, how to say them, but I'm going to start with Jeffrey. Did you have any other ideas? This is great. Did you have any other ideas aside from the roll-away mulch? Now, it wasn't called roll-away mulch.
No, Jeffrey, no. It was roll-out rock.
Pay attention, Jeffrey. Roll-out rock. Did you have any ideas besides that?
No, I didn't, because this was the one and only idea that was going to make me retire early.
Sure.
And I spent, to me, then it was quite a bit of money, because I've got ideas.com or something like that.
Well, it sure wasn't ideas.com back then.
No.
No, because there wasn't the internet.
Well, it was something.
Probably something in a magazine, paper, newspaper.
Maybe something like, yeah, it was like that. But anyway, what they wanted was I need to send in so much money to get it started. Then you need to send in more money to do this and to do that and to do that and the other. And then I needed a prototype. And, you know.
Sure.
But it just never came to fruition. Well, then I was like several years down the road. I just kind of forgot it. And they made me, sign something that if it didn't go through, that I would never go to another company with my idea.
Ooh, gross.
I know. But down the road, somebody must have called them on it on the Better Business Bureau or something. And I think I probably got $17 back.
Class action lawsuit?
Yeah.
No shit. You didn't even have to get mesothelioma. That's awesome.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't even know that part.
Yeah. So.
Now, I know you had an idea once. You had an idea. You wrote a letter to a lotion company.
Oh.
What lotion? Do you remember what lotion company was?
Oh, my gosh. Alyssa would remember.
It's okay. But Alyssa had the driest skin. Mm-hmm. It was almost like armor. And you said.
Alligator
skin. Yep. And so. You wrote in this letter to them, and then it was like a month or two later, there was a commercial on using the exact words that you had used in your letter.
That's right.
And you were like, kids, I'm going to need to be alone with my thoughts.
Because it said, there was an alligator then crawling across, and they said, see you later, alligator.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was just livid. I thought, don't I get like even a year's supply of this lotion? Because it was the only lotion that worked on her skin.
Yeah. And then you immediately were like, I'm going to go try to find the carrot peeler, see how that goes. Destroy this whole goddamn kitchen if I have to. Hey, Mom, are you peeling carrots? No, I'm not. I just want to know where the goddamn carrot peeler is. Parrot Keeler? That's a whole other thing.
Oh, my.
That's Garrison goodness. Keeler's bird. I don't know if you know that, Parrot Keeler. Oh. No, it's not. I'm kidding. No. I made that up. I love how you're like, oh, well, that was very Grandma Alice of you just there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with that.
I didn't know that.
Okay, let's see. This one is from Josh. How's it feel to know you raised someone who brings... Joshua. How's it feel to know you've raised someone who brings tons of laughs and joy to so many? Well, goddamn it, Joshua. Thank you.
Well, that's an awfully nice question. Well, you know, I read the comments on his posts and...
And I don't.
Yeah, I know you don't.
A lot of people don't know that. And I don't want anyone to feel bad, but I don't read the comments because I like to be able to sleep at night. And I could have 100 awesome comments, but one shithead can really throw a monkey wrench into it. So I just don't read them.
But I want you to know, listeners, that when there's really some special ones out there, I do.
Yes, you do, yeah, let me know. Yeah,
yeah, because they're just too good to let go. So I read his comments on his posts, and I see how pumped people can get when he's coming to their city. I mean, I just can't imagine, you know, Chad, please come to Oregon or not.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And they're just waiting for you to come. And you know, my wife loved the show. We took her out for the anniversary. We loved it. And it's just so uplifting.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I thought just for a second, I thought you were going to go, you know, I see the people, they're excited when he's coming to the city. And, you know, I just can't imagine being excited to see him. And I was like, oh, this podcast just took a turn. Oh, no. Here's a question from Colleen. Is it too late to change his name to Elgin?
Oh, my God. Oh
my now, I don't know if you'd know this. I told the story about my dad trying to get you to name me Elgin after the abortion attempt.
Oh,
geez,
yeah.
I know. It's probably a little too personal, but...
No, that's fine.
Squashed by you. So then he decided, well, if you're not going to get rid of him, maybe Elgin will make you change your mind.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Okay. So the funny thing, I actually kind of like the name.
I think the name Elgin is great.
Yeah.
I had someone pick me up from an airport once, made a sign that said Elgin Daniels.
No.
Yeah.
Really? Did you go to him then?
Of course.
That's good. That's good. But I did. I liked the name, but then made the big mistake of sharing. This is before I had you sharing this idea with some friends of ours, and one of the guys go, "Well, isn't that stuff that grows in the bottom of a fish tank?" I go, "Rick, that's algae." But it stuck with me. It stuck with me, and so I. That was it. I couldn't do it.
You had the smartest friends. And I mean that in a good way because I don't know who Rick is. Do I know who Rick is?
Rick Feudal.
Oh, yeah. I know who Rick is. Of course, see him at the golf course all the time.
Yep.
And his kid and his grandkid. Boy, are they good golfers. Anyways, doesn't matter. Rick could have been just doing that to get you off the scent of Elgin.
Well, that could have been.
Yeah. Doesn't this sound like algae a little bit? I don't know if you want to do
but
that.
But it just stopped me in my tracks. I thought, nope, that's it. So then, you probably don't know this. You were named for Chad Everett.
He's the doctor.
Yeah, well, played a doctor.
Yeah, played. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
In the Excedrin commercial or something.
No, he was a movie star.
No, I know, but he was on a commercial where he said, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. And he was selling something.
No.
Oh, well, then I've been telling the wrong story my whole life.
Nope, nope. He's like, well, you got to know he was older than me back then.
Sure.
So that
didn't happen. That no commercial. You just named me after a movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On a, like a series.
Okay.
And he played a doctor. Gosh, I can't remember what name of the show was.
I don't know either, anyway. But I've been telling the wrong story my whole life.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Here's another question from Matt Hill. What was a moment when Chad did something that you weren't supposed to laugh at as a parent, but as a person you laughed hysterically?
Well, the one that always sticks with me is we were in the house across from the clinic.
Okay.
Which means you were at least five or six.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bedtime. And for some reason, you did not want to go to bed that night. And we had the living room, and we had, going upstairs, there was like three steps and a landing. And then you took a right and you went up maybe six or seven stairs, and mm-hmm. there was another landing. Then there was a half wall, so I could, you know, going up the stairs.
You could see people going up the stairs. Yeah.
Yep, the second set of stairs. Anyway, you were sitting on that second set of stairs, and I said, okay, Chad, go to bed. Time for bed, whatever. And you sat there, and you said, no. I said, what? No. I said, well, this is new. This is not, well, how am I going to handle this one?
Yeah.
Chad, get to bed. No. And we went back and forth with this now for a little while. I thought, okay, well, he's serious about this. I said, okay, I'm going to count to three. And if I count to three and get to three, you're going to get a spanking.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, one, two, and you said three.
I said three?
And you sat there and you stared at me.
This is the genesis of Chad in public. This is where it began, on a staircase.
Yep.
Furious about bedtime.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you just sat there and with this straight face and said, three.
Oh, I don't remember that. That's really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Three, come and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's.
And you bounced. You bounced on the bed.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was put to sleep aggressively that night.
No, you didn't bounce really high.
Is what, yeah.
But you bounced. People are going to think I'm an abuser. Tell people I'm going to throw them down the stairs.
Yeah. What are the traditions at your house for bedtime? My mom throws me across the room onto my bed so I get to fly. This is from April. Do you listen to the podcast? Oh, yes, you do. And if you do, what do you enjoy about it?
I especially like the back and forth banter that they have. Everything, it just, and how easy the conversation goes.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like they build off each other, you know, that you and Cy build off each other.
Yep.
And it's like in a group where you're telling jokes or you're telling stories.
Yeah.
And somebody else says, oh, and that reminds me.
Right.
You know, it just goes back and forth, and it's just so easy, and it's not rehearsed, and it's just
good.
Real casual. And I do like that because...
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Susan. If you hadn't married Chad's father, would you have... Oh, interesting. Would you have stayed in Minnesota?
Well, now... And so now I have to ask, well, she's not here, so I can't really ask her. But now I wondered, if she meant, like, was I pregnant or not?
That's true, because my mom was pregnant with me before they got married. So let's go with, so here's the situation, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I will.
I know. You got pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and then you guys moved from about an hour away to Fergus Falls to go to the community college.
That is
you
right.
were both yep. collegiate athletes, and you were pregnant with me. So that was kind of the idea behind it. Everybody stays together, goes to the same school. So let's say I would assume if you were pregnant with me but did not get married, that you would have stayed for the support of your family.
That is exactly right.
Thank you.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Because very smart.
Yeah, and my parents were the epitome of grandparents. I mean,
yeah, that's the truth.
Holy moly!
So, and sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to say the reason I feel so comfortable bitching and moaning about my dad, which it kind of doesn't really bother me, because he left at a time where a young man wants independence. So it was like I just had one parent yelling at me instead of two. It was pretty great. So, but I had my mom's mom and dad were the most incredible people. And I know everyone loves their grandparents. I understand that. But it was like, I never felt like I was missing anything. I mean, I've told you this before, but I've had an extremely charmed life. I could talk about woe is me, all this stuff, but I had a really, really great life. I mean, my grandparents showed up to everything, to the point where when you're a teenage boy, you're like, what in the fuck are you guys doing here again? But they were always there.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where 5 minutes into it, you're like, oh, I need to appreciate this. They came all the way here to see this stuff. So that's why I assumed you would have stayed for your family support.
Yep, absolutely.
Now let's say no pregnancy. Okay. What happens there?
Well, okay. It's a tougher question too, because I was raised in a really small town. And I think I don't know if whoever listeners are familiar with Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay.
All right. I was probably, by the time I was a senior, I probably was in Fargo, North Dakota less than 5 times in my life.
Okay. And that is the biggest city near where we live now. It was about an hour from where you grew up. It's exactly. An hour from here.
Yeah.
Minneapolis is 3 hours from here. Mm-hmm. So Fargo is like a city starter kit.
Yeah. And I didn't even drive in Fargo, man, till I was much older. I mean,
sure.
I still get nervous driving to Fargo. And that's just the way things are. You know, you don't do it. You don't get comfortable with it. But gosh, would I have moved? I think I would have loved to move.
Sure. The idea of it. But do you think you could have pulled the trigger?
It depends on the friends I had.
Sure.
Too. You know, like, or how my life unfolded at that time. Did I meet somebody at college? You know, or did...
Don't start talking like that. I'm just... disgusting, you know, puke. I'm kidding. But did any of your friends from high school move out of state to go to school or anything?
They did, but no. Well, nope. A couple of them came up here. Most of them came up here.
Okay.
To go, and the ones that went elsewhere, I guess we didn't really hang out with. Okay. So,
Here's a question from an anonymous listener. Do you remember when your son called you Thunder Thighs?
No.
And the anonymous listener is me. I'm asking you this question. No one asked this question. I'm asking you. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember your 29th birthday? Or maybe it was your 30th birthday. It could have been your 30th birthday. Do you remember what you did? I do.
Yeah, I went to the Beaver Trap.
No, you went to softball games at D Lagoon.
Oh.
On your birthday, to watch dad's friends play softball. And then he called you that. And then I was like, I guess that's a nickname. So then I called you that. And I remember seeing your face drop when I called you that. And I was like, oh, I'm young, but my brain knows that is not a good look.
No, I don't remember that.
Well, thank God.
Dad.
Good. I'm glad. Just kidding. It never happened. Next question. Just kidding.
Wait, no.
I know. I'm kidding.
Did it happen?
It did. It absolutely did happen, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Oh, my gosh.
I could see you repressing that, yeah.
Oh, man. Nope, that was a bad one then.
What did he used to say? I think people want to know.
Oh, he used to say, go lay by your dish.
To you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Look, it's all good, people. It's all good. I mean,
Oh, my God.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, you should have. You should have, for sure. He used to say to you, go lay down by your dish like a dog?
Yeah, go lay by your dish.
If anyone's wondering, I just took my hat off and I'm running my hand through my hair because what in the holy mother of Christ?
I'm sorry. I'm so glad you're not like him, Chad. You wouldn't be anyway.
Well, this is hilarious. The next question. Yeah, I just read that. Yeah, okay. Deanne, what made you fall in love with Chad's dad?
Oh, boy.
Was he funny too?
No.
Well, he had this great bit that he used to do. He used to tell human beings, he used to pretend like they were dogs. Such a funny, funny shtick.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It was a typical high school thing.
Love is you.
Yeah.
Love is me. Love is us. Love is we. We are two halves of a rainbow forming the...
two arcs. Oh, my God.
Ugh. By the way, for listeners that heard me read that letter when I did that weird episode where I was pretending to be Moose and then being myself, when I read that letter that my mom wrote my dad in high school, she was about the same age as my daughter is now. And my daughter and my sister and myself cannot let that go. So anytime love is brought up in the vicinity of my mother, we're like, love is us, love is we.
Yeah, I've heard that about 12 times now already. Oh, the dumb stuff you do. Anyway, to the what was her name again?
Deanne.
It was a typical high school story. He was a basketball star with great hair, and he was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a basketball cheerleader, you know, blah blah blah. So yep, I'm sure that I loved him. You know, after all, I had it written all over my notebook, so that must be true. You know,
Mrs. Stephen Daniels.
Yes, love is the word. Oh my God, it was ridiculous.
It's funny that you go through that in high school. You write over and over, Mrs. Stephen Daniels. Then you get a divorce, and I have friends over to play cards, and this guy named Jason Wicker came over, and he goes, "Hey, Mrs. Daniels," and you just turn and went, "It's Ward." And we were all like, oh, shit. All right. Mental note. Even myself, I was like, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever, let's talk about that a minute.
What?
Were you ever, how did you feel about me taking my maiden name back?
Well, the only thing I don't like about it is I can't use it for one of my password questions. Because it's out there. It's like, what is your mother's maiden name?
Oh.
It's like, well, that's her name now. So it.
Oh.
You messed everything up.
I'm so sorry.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, I figured.
No, I didn't care at all, and I kind of expected it because there needed to be. So here's how I thought of it. For the spouse of someone, I would think you need that disconnect. You need to really kind of change direction with your life because he left a wake of shit, you know, right?
Yes.
But for me and for my son, I have embraced the name. And he has embraced the name because it's like, all right, this is where it stops. So all the nonsense stops here. I'm going to do what I can to change the name. And then it's up to you to kind of get this thing headed it back in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So you know, I don't think there's ever a chance you would have asked us to change our name. But,
oh, no.
Right. But, but yeah, I mean, I enjoy the name because we're kind of flipping it now. It's a nice little project.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but it didn't bother me when you did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Okay. This is from Sam. How did you literally not murder Chad for the, come on, mom, have a Coke and a smile line? Oh, God.
I had to ask Chad about this one because, you know, sometimes when you go through trauma, how you block things out.
Yeah,
this was one of them.
When they called you, he called you on a landline and he held the receiver, the phone up to his ear at the police office. Now, for those of you that are not, you haven't heard the story, I broke a bunch of pop machines when I was younger and I got arrested and they called my mom. And when they were talking to my mother, I could hear her breathing on the phone. I was across the desk from the officer. And I could hear you breathing on the phone when he said, hey, this is Officer Hartos and I got some things to tell you. It was like a sigh after a sigh after a sigh. It was crazy. And I just thought, I am dead. I'm either getting left here tonight and you're not going to come get me and make me sleep in jail, or you're going to come. I did think, hey, can I stay here tonight? Because I was very nervous about it. And then I said, on the way home, I could hear her breathing again and so pissed. And she's like wringing out the steering wheel with her hands, just really flexing everything. And then she put her hand on the headrest behind me in the car. And she was still breathing hard. And I was like, hey, trying to loosen it up. I go, hey, come on, Mom, have a Coke and a smile. And she moved her hand from the headrest to the back of my head, which is about 4 inches. And I thought I was in concussion land.
Oh, my.
But what, I mean, what do you do as a parent when that?
Well, one foot in front of the other, you know.
Sure.
You know, sometimes I think you are on, what's that mode called? Just, you don't even think about it. You just go.
Oh, sure. Just automatic.
Yeah. And then you have time to put it into perspective later.
Right.
After everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like that time when you had that car accident with Lima. Was it Lima you had that accident with?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. I went off. So go ahead. Maybe I've told this story. Are you going to tell it? Well, why don't you tell the story and then I'll just fill in the blanks.
It was, I don't know. It was late. Was it Mark Lindeen?
Kyle Ecker.
Kyle Ecker. And anyway, phone call was late. I don't know, 2 whatever in the morning. And I pick up the phone and I said, hello. And then Kyle goes, Karen, there's been an accident. But he had the presence of mind to say right away, but we're okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, man, that would have been, you know, Karen, there's been a car accident, but we're okay, he said.
Yeah.
And that was when,
here's what happened.
Yeah.
So I went out to, these girls used to come up from Minneapolis every summer. And they, every summer. So we were friends with them since we were like in 8th grade or something. Went out to one of their cabins. They had the Breakfast Club video cassette was stuck in their VCR all summer. So we would go there and we would all pick a different part and we would recite, we'd turn the movie off, the volume down, and we'd recite it.
Oh.
And we thought we were so funny. And luck, I didn't drink in high school, thank goodness, because if I would have been there, I mean, everyone else was drinking. So it's on a gravel road and there's this hairpin curve that you have to slow down for. Otherwise, you just slide right off the road.
Right.
Well, I borrowed your sunglasses to go out there. And you said, Chad, do not lose these sunglasses. You have lost several pair of my sunglasses. Do not lose these sunglasses. So I'm driving and I go, God damn it. I forgot the sunglasses. So we have to go back to the cabin to get the sunglasses. And then when I was driving again, it's dark and it all looks the same because it's just corn on every side of you.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'd already gone past that hairpin curve. And so I was cruising and then we got to it and I was like, oh my God. So I turn, try to make the curve. We go off into the field, roll, end up on the back side of the car. So we are... It's like we're in the space shuttle. We're looking up.
No kidding. So yeah. Headlights are pointed up.
Headlights are pointed up. We're looking up into the sky.
Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden, you know, I take a couple breaths. I'm like, oh, my God. Look over at Kyle. He seems to be okay. Then we start going backwards. And we fall onto the roof of the car. And then I'm like, Kyle, are you okay? Kyle. And nothing.
Oh, no.
And then about... you know, a minute of that, he starts laughing as hard as he can. I'm like, you son of a bitch. But then the cops came. We ended up getting a ride into Battle Lake and calling from a payphone. They had payphones. That's how old I am.
Oh, sure.
And then that's when he told you that. And I remember you calmly saying, well, as long as everybody's okay. And this is the same woman that remodeled a kitchen looking for a carrot peeler. And also, I dropped your toothbrush on the ground once, and I thought all hell was going to break loose. This is like a $1.50 toothbrush, and you're like, who dropped my toothbrush? A car is totaled. Our only car, by the way. Totaled. And you're like, as long as everyone's okay. But this fucking toothbrush.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was fun times.
We're going to keep going. We're going to keep pressing on.
Yep.
Tyler, what was something that Chad did that got him in the most trouble growing up?
Okay. Well, obviously the pot machine.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That was a big one. Yep, that was a big one. Yeah.
I also pulled down a kid's pants playing Foursquare. I got two people to lie for me, and then they eventually caved, which good. I mean, it shows they're good people. I also lied. So I got 10 hours of detention for pulling down pants, 10 hours of detention for everyone that lied. So that's three people. That's 40 hours of detention.
Did I know this?
Yeah, you knew this. I got grounded. I was grounded from April to August. I know you think that's really funny. And you let me go to one dance because it was the first dance. It was in sixth grade. And you let me go to one dance because everyone was going. And you thought, I'm going to drop you off when the dance starts. And I'm going to be there 15 minutes early to pick you up. And I remember because I got to slow dance with Beth Lundeen, no biggie if you're listening, Beth. Hi, how have you been? But yeah, I got to slow dance with her, and that made it, it fueled me till August. Because I was just like, yeah, I guess I'm the slow dance king. So when August comes around, I'll start slow dancing with people again. But yeah, I was grounded. And you would let people, I could be in the yard, but you would not let people into the yard. So I had a lot of conversations with kids standing in the street.
Okay, did we live on 7th?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Yep. I got kicked out of. So you just brought up Mark Lundy. Mark Lundy, Jason Cross, and I did Beastie Boys, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. We auditioned, made it into the talent show, but then I got kicked out of the talent show because I had to serve my detention after school. Yes. Chris Welly stood in, did a great job, maybe better than I could have. So thank you, Chris. But anyways, and I know not all these people listen, by the way. So when I'm peeling off into separate conversations, I understand that. Those were two big ones. Yeah. Bethany wants to know, this is, I think, the good one. I'm also a single mom raising two kids, one of whom is a smart-ass boy of 14, much like I imagine Chad was back then. What tips can you offer to help me survive the next 4 years?
Bethany, this question was really hard, and I am certainly not the one to take advice from.
I disagree.
I'll tell you why. Okay. Thank you for disagreeing, but I'll tell you why.
Okay.
There are just lots of things that went haywire. You know, like I remember you guys when I would make you guys answer the phone when, you know, bill collectors would call.
Sure.
And I mean, who does that?
Well,
honestly,
I think you're not really thinking it through at the time. You're not thinking. Yeah, I think you're being pretty hard on yourself. You're not thinking, oh, my kids are going to build these habits of lying on the phone. I think you just need a little breathing room.
Ugh.
I mean, this is, you used to work at a company that where you collected bills. And when people couldn't get their bills together, you always came up with a strategy and a plan to help them pay off their bills. And so, you know, you were doing that constantly for other people and then having bill collectors call you. And it's like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So I remember that Sam and Jared and I used to answer the phone and play through Poison's Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we would play the whole song. People would be like, you could hear them screaming, hello, hello, stop singing. But we would finish the song. And then I'd go, hey, what's up? Hello? Yeah, she's right here. And you'd be sitting there like, guys, finish the song. That's for me. No, I don't look back at that as thinking anything negatively.
Yeah.
Even a little bit. So.
Well, thank you. I always liked the idea of having meals at the table together. You know, mm-hmm. I think we did that somewhat.
Yeah, Alyssa and I still complain about the fact that you would make us dress up for Thanksgiving and take pictures and shit. We're just like, ugh, what are we, a family? Gross.
Remember the time we pretended we were the Ewings?
From Dallas?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Jesus.
Oh my God, that was just so fun. Oh, anyway, yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah, I think family time, I think being aware of, I'm going to step in because I'm also a parent, but being aware of what your kids are doing, still encouraging them, even if it's not what you like or what you think they should be doing, I think that's a big one, because we all have the ideas of what everyone around us should be doing, but it might not be what they want to do. I mean, I would imagine a woman in your position hears, oh, my son's wearing his pants backwards because he's going to be a rapper. It's probably like, you got to be fucking kidding me. But, you know, you let it happen.
Yeah.
Because the kids will bully me enough to put my pants on straight anyways. So you didn't even have to do it. Listen, the kids will do a lot of jobs for you if you don't want to be the bad guy.
And they will. And I, you know, eventually they'll figure it out. It just, you know, some will take longer than others. But
yeah.
Eventually they'll figure it out. And I think, you know, as long as no matter what they do is you have their back and, you know, they always got a place. They always have a place.
Sure.
That's all you can offer. You know, they're going to do. The kids are stupid. I mean, they're going to make mistakes, you know,
right.
and then you can be on a podcast.
Yeah.
And then talk about it. Laugh.
I think when they do make mistakes, it's showing them that it's okay to make mistakes. I mean, you know, you're talking about, well, a lot of things went off the rails, but it's nice to see parents not be perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Kids that have perfect parents, that's a lot of pressure. That's so much pressure because you're thinking, well, I have to do that and I can't make mistakes and I can't do this and blah, blah, blah. Well, when you see things come off the rails as a kid, you go, oh. Everyone's life is like this, not just a teenager's. This is like every stage of life has the potential to come off the rails.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think, you know, and then as you guys know, of course, I don't know if there's an ad on this episode yet, but as you know, I'm a huge proponent of therapy. And so here's what I learned. Worthy of love, that's a phrase. As long as your kids know they're worthy of love, as long as they know that, then you're good because then it's up to other people to get their shit together, you know, to whatever. So
that's exactly right. And that's what, you know, that's what I kind of meant when I said, as long as they know they have a place.
Yep.
You know,
and, exactly.
And you're there no matter what. So, yep, exactly.
All right. Jake Stevens wants to know, ooh, there's a last name that I know I can pronounce because that's used to be my middle name. Was there a joke Chad did that made you mad or upset when you first heard it?
Yes. Well, not really mad, more surprised. More surprised because the first time he said the F-bomb.
Oh, I've said that several times today.
Yeah, but, well, I'm used to it now.
Okay.
But, I mean, when you were on stage, I guess I've never, I hadn't heard you, and I didn't think you would, but.
Oh, I sure did.
You did, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I was just surprised that you did.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy Delirious was the first special I ever saw. And I'm not blaming Eddie Murphy. I'm saying I really enjoyed the freedom of him being a young man, just talking about whatever, and people that were older than him were laughing. And I just really, I thought that was so neat. And he drops a lot of F-bombs. So I thought it was like, you need to get it in there. Now I realize you don't necessarily need it. I can tell a lot of my jokes as clean, but sometimes, I don't know. That's just how I speak. So, all right. Two more questions.
Okay.
Can you hang in?
Mm-hmm.
When did you realize Chad was not going to be a Lutheran pastor when he grew up?
Well, first of all, I haven't totally given up yet.
Oh.
You know, although it doesn't look good.
It doesn't. I think that ship has sailed due to the internet.
But anyway, I remember, you know, on swing sets where they have this, it's like bench seats and two or four little kids can can swing on them at the same time.
Oh yeah, I don't think those they have them anymore because I think probably too many fingers got pinched and too many heads got smashed.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there was always a slide on one side, in the middle two swings, and on the other side there was this little it looked like two Ferris wheel seats were facing each other.
Yep.
And then you would swing back and forth.
Yep, exactly. Or like porch swing kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yep.
Well, anyway, we were talking about Cue Ball and his family.
Yeah.
And anyway, they had a swing set with one of those on there. And you were 5.
Okay.
4 or 5. Anyway, you would go on that all by yourself, sit there. Because Karen, the mother, she would call me and she's, Karen, you got to come over here and listen to this.
Uh-oh.
And you would get on there and you'd sing at the top of your lungs, Jesus loves me. She just thought that was, oh, Karen, you've got to come over. This is so cute. This is, and there you were swinging and singing. I mean, the whole block could hear you. I don't think I ever told you that, did I?
Swinging and singing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. And you'd do it for hours.
This is welcome to pre-internet.
Yep.
Welcome to four channels on television.
Yep. And my mother especially thought you were going to be a minister. She swore swore by it.
Yeah.
Because when we'd go to my home church back home, she would hold you, of course, but you always had your hands folded when you were a baby. You always, she's, Karen, look at this. He's got his little hands folded. He's going to be a minister.
Well, close.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, it doesn't look good now, but.
No, it doesn't. But, well, it's nice that I gave you guys hope in the beginning. Okay. So last question is from Jason. What is your proudest moment? Now, I would like to clarify something because I think I maybe know how you answered this. What is your proudest moment is not what is your proudest moment of Chad. It is not what is your proudest moment of Alyssa. It is what is your proudest moment. I have my answer already. I mean, as soon as I read this, I was like, boom.
Oh.
I have it. I have what I think you would say, but I don't know.
Well, okay. My proudest moment of Chad.
No, not of Chad.
Oh, my proudest. What? No, my proudest.
Of you. What is your proudest moment?
Oh. Wow.
I know. Threw you for a loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget this. It can all be edited out. This silence while you're thinking. Because I'm assuming you put proudest moment of me, right?
I had a great answer.
Okay. Well, why don't you say proudest moment of me? Because I know that's how you answered it.
Yeah.
Because full disclosure, I gave you these questions.
Yeah. Well, you know, my proudest moment, of course, is going to be my two kids.
Sure.
I mean, that's that. I mean, that's that.
Okay. But, so your two kids, having your two kids.
Yeah. And.
Now, that surprises me because Alyssa, when you had Alyssa, you almost died from blood clots, and it seems like she'd be taken off that list pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, I forgave her for that.
She actually asked on the Instagram, the post, my sister asked, who is your favorite child? That was the question she wanted answered.
And I had a reply, I plead the fifth. So, no, you're not going to catch me on that one. No.
So what's the answer you wrote down?
Okay. Warning. I might get a little emotional.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, all the moments with all my kids, with both my kids are very proud. But in particular, when you made your table, when you made your dining room table.
She's crying. Interesting.
You know, because you didn't have, I think my dad helped you with some stuff, learned how to do things, you know,
sure.
like a father would teach a son.
Mm-hmm.
But you made that excuse me, without any real know-how. And it's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You did such, oh, that was such a good job. And you never look for praise. You know, I don't think you like praise, because you are such a humble person, and
I have a trouble with compliments.
Yes, you do.
And I have trouble with, you know, I have body stuff. And I think it's because, I was trying to think of this, but, and I'm getting better at receiving compliments, but I think it's because we were raised to not, and this is a phrase that my dad used, toot your own horn. You don't toot your own horn, right? And I think there are some times where you concentrate on not being, not cocky, but overconfident. You really focus on that for so long that it almost start working the other side of the muscle, mm-hmm. where you say like, well, instead of, you know, just in case someone thinks I think this, I'm going to put myself down and then they'll know for sure that I'm not cocky. So I think that
I totally understand
has something to do with it.
Yeah.
And you don't think that came easy. That's betterhelp.com, HELP.com/middle of somewhere.
But, and another thing is how you decorate your house.
I'm a mom dad.
You are.
Yeah.
You are totally a mom dad. And, so anybody out there that thinks he's, you know, like a gruff exterior or, you know, no. Totally wrong.
Well, the reason I decorated it like that is because I think if it was just Isaac and I, it could have had the potential to be very frat housey, but I have a little girl. And so it's not for her. You know, you hear about single dads' houses, and it's like, and by the way, I know I'm a single dad. I know that there's another person helping with these children. But when you talk about a dad that lives by himself with his kids, mm-hmm. you hear about an acoustic guitar, one rocking chair, two folding chairs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it, right? And then some beer in the fridge. Well, you know, I have a little girl. And also, I have a responsibility to teach my son, like, there aren't these socially implied things we need to do as a man, like grunt when we see something we don't like, or, you know, you deal with your feelings and you can have a good looking house. You can buy flowers as a man. It doesn't, you know, all that bullshit that is going on with some dads that are like, you fucking buy flowers, you little shit. Why don't you go kiss a boy? You know, it's like, it's nonsense.
It is.
So that's why I did that. And I'm going to tell you my proudest moment that I thought you would have said.
Okay.
My father, and then we have to get out of here.
Oh.
Do you have anything to add?
Are we done already?
Yeah, it's only been an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh.
My dad left your life in shambles. He left you with bankruptcy. He left a house being foreclosed upon. So we had to move into, is this correct? You can interrupt me. Okay. Then we had to move into an apartment. And I don't think you were too crazy about that because it was a step down. We had a nice home. I don't know if you know how bankruptcy works, listeners. Some of you may. But that's 7 years of no credit. You cannot get a credit card. Your credit score sucks. You can't borrow money for 7 years. That's how bankruptcy works. In 1 year, my mom found a home, that was for sale, talked to the owner. He was nice enough to do it. Is it called deed for sale or sale for deed?
Contract for deed,
mm-hmm. which means basically instead of making payments to the bank, you're making payments to the owner until you pay off the home because you couldn't get
a
mortgage.
For a certain number of years.
Yeah, because you couldn't get a mortgage at the time.
Right.
And so that's what she wanted. She wanted a house and she wanted to get out of an apartment and she wanted to get her life back on track after being left just this pile of shit. And so I couldn't believe it. And that was a huge example. Like you say, the wheels came off. But that was a really big example for my sister and I to work hard, do things right, keep being nice to people, even when they're not being nice to you. And I know that people listening are right now going, well, why don't you fucking put the wrong toppings on his pizza? See how that goes. But yeah, so for me, I think that would be your proudest moment, because that blows my mind that you were able to buy a house.
Well, thank you. And isn't that funny? And okay, let's go to the fact about don't toot your own horn.
Oh, right.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, mother.
But, you know, I wanted when you brought that up, it's just not only for me, I wanted it for us.
Right.
You know, I wanted nice things for us, because it wasn't fair. To you guys be dragged through that too.
But well, anyway. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
That's awfully nice of you. I had a blast talking with you about this.
Oh my gosh. I just hope it was funny enough.
Well, this doesn't, see, here's the thing. This doesn't need to be funny, because this is like the questions were asked by the listeners.
Right.
And I think they just wanted to know the, you know, the behind the scenes of one of the hosts. But yeah, I had a blast. And I'm so thankful you did this. And I'm sorry I said the F word so many times. I know now that bugs you. I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. Good. Oh, yeah. Good. I remember when you couldn't get your phone to work. It's not like I just learned the F word by myself. Okay? Let's not forget that, Miss Carrot Peeler. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I said, I was very humbled and excited, even though I was nervous. I just was so tickled to do this.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you too.
I gotta go.
All right.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.